Well, Todd could probably answer this really good because he's been in those environments as well. But we've all had experiences with people of different cultures and in that particular culture as well. I guess the best protocol in here seems to be redundant, but love, really. Because if we start to try to give you some rules and then you're going to try to apply them and then someone's going to be offended by that, because even in, you take that one particular culture, there's a lot of distinctions even in that culture of how you're supposed to approach people and how you should handle women and how you should handle kids and what you should do. And so, you know, I'd rather make a mistake but do it in love. I'd rather mess up the protocol but do it in love and let there be grace there. Because if I try to get things just right because this is the way you're supposed to do it, then you get outside of grace. And there's no way possible we can understand every culture, but God understands every culture and loves every culture. So am I going to make mistakes? Absolutely. But God's going to be bigger than my mistakes. But if I try to become an expert at every culture, I'll probably end up getting outside of love, or I could. So that's my simple answer to that, because you're going to come into situations all the time that you don't know what to do. I mean, Jesus broke all the protocols when he sat with the woman at the well. You're not supposed to talk to a woman by herself at the well. She's a Samaritan. You're not supposed to be talking to her. She's an adulteress. You're not supposed to be talking to her. I don't know how many rules he broke. He broke rules of, you know, praying for people on the Sabbath. He broke rules of making mud on the Sabbath, which was you weren't supposed to knead dough. So he actually literally broke a tradition of protocol to prove a point that he's above protocol, but he did it in love. So I'm not telling you to go out and find rules to break and say, well, I'm doing it in love to break rules. I'm just saying, don't focus on the rules and focus on the person and the love and what God wants to do him. And if you make the mistake, I think it's actually God will be able to cover that, because it would be hilarious to see some of the mistakes that we've made. And I could play you some tapes right now and show you some stuff that would be some funny stories. And the end result was really good, even though I would always say, never do it this way, because it's not the right way to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, the love thing that Bob's saying is amazing. And I think where that question comes from, and just think about what I'm saying here, I think we've been so taught that conversion is our top priority. So we think, how do I touch these people because of what they believe, and how do I get them converted? That isn't even our number one goal. Our number one goal is loving them. Of course, we want them converted in at some point. But our number one goal is, how can we love them right where they're at for who they are? So am I challenged or threatened by their culture or belief? No, love is universal. Love is just amazing. I think when we think I'm trying to convert them, then we're troubled because we're going to cross lines, offend them. They're not going to believe. I mean, we have some people say stuff out there a lot when you talk to them. They say, well, I don't believe that. And my response most always is, well, that's okay. I'm not asking you to. All I want to do is that. And that goes against the grain of what we've been taught, because our whole goal is to get every man to believe. So we think, what do you mean you don't want him to believe? Well, relax. In a minute. Let's love him and demonstrate God, and God can change his mind in a minute. But how am I going to just debate with him and get him to believe? No, I'm supposed to love him, and in loving him, his belief system changes. So when you're in those cultures like that and things, love is just amazing, and you'll find an amazing open door to people's hearts. He has tons of testimonies. I have my own personal ones, and Bob does. Did you hear how Bob answered? Love is our priority. We've been taught to go convert everybody. No, in that place of love, you'll find a grace for conversion at times. Sometimes you're just sowing a major seed. Sometimes you're watering something that's already working. But no matter what, it's always about love. It's not just trying to win a soul or convert a person, because then I believe you'll cross lines or come across defensive if that's your only goal.
So. The other thing you can do is just be honest with them that you don't understand their culture, and if you're doing something wrong, please tell you, and continue. So you just admit to them where you are, that you may not understand their culture, their...
Let me do a 30-second thing. I was in a mall. I was talking to a lady with a burqa. She couldn't speak English, so I was having trouble communicating. I was pretty close to her trying to talk. Her son ran up, accosted me, and said, stop, you cannot touch her. She is my mother. You cannot touch her. She's practicing Muslim. And I'm like, whoa, I have no intention to defile you. He said, you will defile her. And I said, I have no intentions of defiling your mother. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to communicate with her. I said, her hip is really bad. I believe she has arthritis and her joints degenerating, and she's going to need a surgery. He says, She does have arthritis. She does need surgery. How do you know she has arthritis and surgery? And I said, whoa, listen, I'm not here to defile her. I'm here to pray for her. I just love your mother. I want to see her healed. I believe she can be healed. I said, Jesus told me that. Now I know in your holy Quran, you know him. And I called it a holy Quran because that's what he knows it as. I said, you know him as a prophet. But to me, he is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. I said, can you touch your mother? He said, of course. I said, put your hand on her hip. So he did, and I just started to pray. She says, whatever she said. She said, my hip is getting warm. I said, that's good. Kept on praying. I said, tell her to check. She spun around. Woo, woo. She got a totally brand new hip. She's in the mall. He goes, what is this you do? What do you do for my mother? And I said, listen, man, I understand you thought I was going to. Look, all I meant was for good. Jesus is amazing. I knew he wanted to heal. He's a good God. Jesus is awesome. He says, oh, and he cries because you touch his mother. He cries. He hugs me. I let him go. I no sooner let him go. And woof, I get hugged by the mother. I'm not supposed to touch the mother. The mother's coming. Oh! And I'm like, what just happened? I'll tell you what happened. I didn't debate or argue, well, you need to change your belief. Your belief's not healing your mom. How about letting me take a crack? You know, what you need is Jesus. You don't need Allah, pal. Come on. All I said was, you don't understand what I understand concerning this. Please let me pray for her. You know Jesus is this, but I know him as this. Let's see what's real. Give me an opportunity. You put your hand on mom. We'll pray. Now, somebody that's technical, critical, cynical, or real theological say, you can't have him pray. Well, take that up with God. Because all I did was preach Jesus, all I did was give him Jesus, and God's the one that healed, not me, so it's not my fault. So if she got healed, he must have been okay with the way I handled it. So our opinions after that are probably small. Okay? So don't ever get trapped in that mindset, because Jesus went around doing all this stuff and they got trapped running around trying to figure out what was wrong with what was good. So let's not get trapped in that mindset. Okay? Well, yeah, but he's not a believer. And you had him lay. No wonder if God's teaching him that he's created and designed for the kingdom, and the kingdom wants to flow through him and heal people. And God just gave him a good preview because mercy allows him, because God's not holding men's trespasses against him, but all men still need to repent. Wonder if God's just giving him a preview of what he's destined for.
Yeah. Soon as you become an expert, you stop growing. If we just stay like children, you may look foolish sometimes, but God has a way of working it out. So I love that story, Dan. Thanks for sharing that.
That's great.